see. We have epic music.
Okay.
We have an achievement unlocked set.
We've got everything.
Yeah, we do.
We've got goblins.
Do we have goblins?
Not yet, but we will.
Think?
You have to.
Yeah.
What is a world of Kink without goblins?
That's a good question. There's
so many good places those could show up. Have the gnomes, have the dwarves, the elves.
The gnomes are good. We have
the
Twink,
angels.
We have Twink, the gnome prince. He's really good. I don't have angels yet. They're coming.
You bet they're coming.
They have to be, because my chibi has wings, right?
Brought to you by Angel Juice.
It's like Angel Sparkle or something. Like, it's not juice.
The naiad that rules that.
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah.
Did you just read that?
I did. It was good.
You like it?
It's exciting.
It was exciting.
It is.
They have to recharge.
I love it. They're like, oh, now I'm ready for my day.
Yeah, that is my favorite part, that in the morning they're just like ready for their day. Everybody else is like all like passed out. Mm-hmm. And they're like, oh, let's get up and help everyone.
It's time to
start the day.
Time to go, guys. Reminded me of like a little bit of Smurfs or something. You almost lost your coffee.
Smurfs.
All over your pretty dress.
Not a bit good.
Ready?
I'm in big trouble. I'm ready. You ready?
Yes.
Okay. This is Kink Quest, leveling up our kink achievements one dungeon at a time. We're your adventuring companions through the world of Kink, Anna, and Soren Sterling.
Welcome, everybody. Glad to have you here. Everyone who's listening along.
This is our first episode, so I don't know how many people are listening just yet.
I'm seeing about 75 people listening.
How are you seeing that?
Using my high-tech magic ability.
High-tech magic ability?
Yes.
Oh, you want the achievement sound effect there? I could probably do that. So that's our quest achieved sound effect.
There you go.
We spent a great deal of time.
So welcome to Kink Quest. This is the place where we get to tell you a little bit about what the podcast is about and also what the site is about.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And a little bit about what we're about.
Mm-hmm.
So what is Kink Quest?
Well, when we put it together, first and foremost, we think it's important that it's a community.
Absolutely. So community is so important for people who are in kink. I think everybody kind of knows that. And I think that even though in-person community can be really valuable and mm-hmm. really important, there are lots of reasons why online community is important too.
Well, and we think that everybody has a story. Everybody has stories to share. They have scenes that they'd like to recount. They'd like mm-hmm. to tell somebody about it. And so much of the world of kink can leave folks frustrated because there's not really any place to put that information or put that energy. Mm-hmm. And many of the places that exist aren't necessarily places that fill you up. There are places that oftentimes you leave feeling a little bit icky.
Well, what is that? Like, you mean like when you have kind of a bad experience at kink events? Is that?
It could be, but I'm just talking more about...
What makes you feel icky?
Online forums that are geared to do something different than what it is that we're trying to do with
Kink
Quest.
I think everyone can agree that Fet Life has made us all feel icky at some point.
I feel like that's part of the sell
of
Fet Life.
It's kind of the point of Fet Life.
Right? Is that you want to feel icky. I don't know.
I mean, that's a thing.
Yeah,
it's a legitimate
it is.
Thing. But okay, so yeah, absolutely. So a lot of the online places that exist are, I think they're just built for very particular mm-hmm. purposes. And I think that some people get what they want and what they need out of that life
yeah.
or out of something else. And I know for us, we just had never quite found the right thing.
Mm-hmm.
And so this is what we built in answer to that.
Mm-hmm.
So I think, you know, online community is good, even if you have a great in-person community that you really like. But I think when you're still looking for the right in-person community, and that's mm-hmm. kind of us, or at least it was us before COVID happened.
Right.
That we actually are fortunate enough to live in an area where there's a lot of community stuff that goes on, but we have...
Not right now.
Well, not right now,
yeah.
but this part of the country, there's mm-hmm. there are a lot of options when it's not global pandemic.
Mm-hmm.
But a lot of the events that we've been to and just felt like the fit wasn't great.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're still really looking for where we're going to find that community, that sense of other people who kind of like to do the stuff that we do.
Mm-hmm.
We've found it in other areas before, and I'm sure that we will.
But
we're part still looking.
But part of the idea of the site is to share information, to share stories, to share wisdom, to share advice, and create a place that is really safe for everybody to participate and feel comfortable that they can share their story.
So it's important to us that the community doesn't have that dating site feel to it, because I think it's fantastic that there are places to find someone to play with, but that's not really what we wanted to build. What we wanted to build was a place where you could talk with other people and share information, kind of a place to go and educate and be educated, but not necessarily a place just to try to hook up.
Yeah. And so in addition to it being a community, it's also a podcast.
It's a podcast.
Here we are.
Surprise.
Episode one. Maybe you just stumbled into it.
And this is really where the whole KingQuest idea got started. So for a long time, we wanted to make a podcast. We listened to a lot of podcasts and think it's a lot of fun, and wanted to make our own sex podcast, our own kink podcast. But we really wanted to have our own kind of angle, our own spin on it, something that was uniquely us, rather than feeling like just another voice. All of our favorite podcasts have something that makes it unique,
yeah.
Makes it its own.
And so the purpose of the podcast is to share information, is to share our story, is to roll out Kinktasia one step at a time, one piece at a time, one adventure at a time, and share our stories in real time as we're going through those.
And we're actually about to talk about the adventure element of it, because number three, KinQuest is a game. And that's actually, I save it for last, but it's kind of my favorite part. So
we're lifelong gamers. We've played games with everything in our lives. And we think that gameplay is kind of fundamental of what it means to be human. So we thought incorporating sexual gameplay and gameplay into KinkQuest.org is important, so that we can bring in that element of fun and bring in that element of magic and excitement to what it is that we're doing here.
Yeah, absolutely. So the way that we built the site and the way that the game works is that there are different regions on the map that represent kind of different, very broad categories of kink.
So in Kinktasia, then there are different regions of kink. If you're really into bondage, but maybe not into
group sex,
then there's an area for you. And inside of each one of those areas are different cities where you can learn about each one of those kinks that are native to that city and meet and understand the story behind that given leader in that city, and start to explore each one of those kinks one adventure at a time.
And so inside each city, you'll find quests. And the quests are all kind of different, very specific ways you could play with that kink. And if you do, then you can claim the quest on the site. And it's kind of a game. It kind of gives you that checkbox kind of feeling. But also, other people then can see that you have earned that quest, and you can have conversations with other people about those kinds of play.
So in every city in Kinktasia, we have a first quest that's just kind of the beginning quest that is interest in. So this is essentially a quest that you grab if you want to flag to others and kind of bookmark it for yourselves that this type of kink is something that you're interested in. And you could be a 50-year veteran in this specific kink, or you could just be earmarking that this is something that you want to try out going forward.
So something that we found when we have spent kind of our whole lives looking for different kink-themed games to play is that so much of the time you get excited about an idea about something that is a kink game. You say, oh, we're going to go home and we're going to play this and it's going to be great.
Mm-hmm.
And then it just doesn't fit. either mostly.
What do you mean it doesn't fit?
Well, so number one, most of the sex games that we found are very vanilla.
Yeah.
Right. So like, remember the book we got that was like 100 ways to heat up your nights, and then like
it's like put on lipstick.
Yeah. Exactly. And so what we're trying to build is something that is broad enough and specific enough at the same time, where there are so many different kinds of things you could play and very specific ways to play in order to, my idea is that people could play it together,
mm-hmm.
that you could decide that you're going to play King Quest tonight and you could settle in and go and peruse the world map,
mm-hmm.
and find an adventure that sounds like fun and have this cool suggestion that gives you this really weird and specific way to play. And then that gives you a really fun way to spend your night.
And so as an individual, or if you're a couple or more, you could sit down and kind of peruse the world map, find the quest that you want to go after. You could pick the quest and do it right there and basically spend the evening going through and exploring that quest.
Mm-hmm.
And then the idea is after you're done,
yeah.
after you've met that achievement, you'd come back to the tavern,
mm-hmm.
In each respective city,
mm-hmm.
and share your story with your community about mm-hmm. how that quest went.
What you learned,
mm-hmm.
what was fun about it, what
yeah.
was cool about it. And I think that after you do something new,
mm-hmm.
then there can be that feeling of wanting to talk about it.
Yeah.
And so that's kind of the idea of the site. So to claim
yeah.
the quests, you need gems. And the way that you get the gems is by interacting with the site. Because I've seen several different attempts at community happen on the internet that are really cool, really good ideas. But what happens is people, they aren't quite sure how to interact with it. They don't know what to say. They feel like, well, I'm not an expert. No one wants to hear what I have to say. And people can just be reticent and quiet.
Mm-hmm.
Or you get a couple of people who really like to talk and they kind of just dominate the community.
And it can feel like you don't necessarily want to share your story or feel like no one else wants to hear it. But if in order to unlock the next quest, you have to share that story in the forum, then it can create kind of a fun gameplay element to incentivize that behavior.
And you don't have to share that specific story.
Mm-hmm.
But the idea is there are just all of these different things you can do if you connect with other Kingsters, if you post something, anything in the forum,
mm-hmm.
if you post something on the front page feed.
Invite other people.
Mm-hmm. All of these different things, then you just get points and points and points for all these things, and then you spend those points to get the quests.
Mm-hmm.
It's free. There's no cost for anything. We are working on developing a Patreon with some cool extra bonus features,
mm-hmm.
but everything about the game and playing the game is all forever free.
I'm personally really excited to see the people who really get into character. So I'm sure they'll create their own characters and really play those out in terms of sharing their stories in the forum, because there is very much a lore in existence in King Quest.
Well, and that's another part, I guess, of what's so cool about what, at least what I feel like is so cool about what we've created,
mm-hmm.
is you could take a partner says to you, I'm interested in kink, but I have no idea what.
Yeah, kink is a big world.
I'm interested. I wanna play this way.
Mm-hmm.
And you could go sit down and, you know, to bring up FetLife, you could go to FetLife and look at the tags.
Yeah.
And you can say, let's look at these tags and figure out what we might want to play with. Let's look at a yes-no list, which yes-no lists are a great idea. Actually, we should build one out of all the stuff that we put
mm-hmm.
on the site. But yes-no lists are a great idea. But you can look at that tag cloud or at that yes-no list and you see just those words by themselves. And especially if it's a little new to you and if you're a little bit intimidated, it can just feel like a lot. And there, I think, are a lot of times when people might immediately say, no, I'm not interested in that thing. Even though it's something that if they took a little time and got a little comfortable with it, they might be into
mm-hmm.
it. I think we kind of react that way sometimes to stuff where it's easy to reject it.
Yeah, and I think that's kind of part of our hard programming, that we will reject something out of hand just based on instinct,
mm-hmm.
just based on the hard no comes before we even understand what it is that we're saying no to.
So the idea is that by having all of this pretty fantasy art incorporated into the site, it all feels very much like a game,
mm-hmm.
like a fantasy world. By having this pretty fantasy art that kind of beckons you in, and then these playful stories that kind of try to give you one picture of what this kink might look like, it can all of a sudden feel a little less threatening. Sometimes we hear something and we get an idea of what that thing must mean. And then to read a little bit of a story and say, oh, well, that didn't mean the scary thing I thought it meant.
I'd be okay with it if it looked like that.
If it was like that, that would be okay. Yeah. So that's kind of the idea, is to make everything sound fun and entertaining. Because I think if you can make something sound as fun as you want, and if it's really not for me, then I can read that thing and I'll say, that sounds fun, but I'm still not into that.
Right.
There is no nothing coercive about making everything sound its most fun.
Yeah.
But the people who might otherwise really be into it but might be put off by some of those other ways of looking at it, the hope is that this makes it a little more accessible. And they might say, well, okay, maybe I'm interested in this. And then we look at the quests and we say, well, this is actually this first quest, and the first quests are always kind of the easiest ones. Well, this first quest, this sounds like something I can live with.
Could totally do that.
This is playing with it, but on a really low level. And I think I can definitely do that.
And in most of the areas, in most of the cities that we have built out, there are entry points for almost every one of the kinks that is something that is very approachable and is something that is very easy to kind of begin with. And so that's kind of the thought in building it out that way. But we have some really interesting plans for where we want to take this, because this is really, it's in its infant stage right now. And we're actively building it out as you're listening to this, I'm sure.
Yeah. In fact, I have about half the cities written right now. Mm-hmm. So I still have ways to go.
Yeah. So we have a lot of future plans that are coming around the corner. And one of which is Anna's most interesting part, that is a real life video game for kinkquest.org.
So I am a software developer and have wanted to be a game developer for a really long time, but have focused most of my energy on really boring work software.
Work.
So we have been playing a lot of hentai games and sex games lately, and have found that we have a lot of ideas about how to make a better one.
Many of them leave you wanting a little bit.
Mm-hmm. And in fact, now that we're building out Kinktasia for King Quest, we think it would be really fun to set an actual video game in this world. And I have plans that as I start to build that game, I would love to have a community to come back to and get feedback and share beta tests and get some input on how that game's being built out.
And also, Anna's a writer, so all of the writing on the site is her, packed up and splayed out to read. Go ahead and laugh.
Made me spit my coffee out.
So another direction that we're interested in taking this is having books and having fiction to go along with fleshing out some of the world. And so those are options. So keep your eyes open for that coming down the pipeline here.
Mm-hmm. And like we said before, we're building a Patreon because as much as we've built so far, we have lots and lots of big ideas for where we want this to go. Mm-hmm. And we obviously don't have a community yet. Mm-hmm. But as we build a community, then we want to make room for everybody to help us build it into its next bigger, cooler thing.
Yeah. So the more support that we have on our Patreon, the more we're going to be able to put this kind of content out and explore more and more interesting places in KinkQuest.
And we would like to build out courses and educational content on the site. So with maybe help from the community, I think it could be a really cool place to have all of the different experts at different things kind of pulling together and putting their voices in and having lots of cool maybe video content of educational bits.
Yep. And we have a short list of ideal guests to have on the podcast to talk about various naughty topics and also help to normalize some of those topics to get people more comfortable about it.
Absolutely. So, and obviously we need to get more episodes out before we're ready to have guests. We need to build this podcast up a little, but hopefully you're listening to this and we're several episodes down the path and you can kind of get an idea of where we were on day one when we started. This is really day one. We launched the site, again, the unfinished site, but we launched it last night with what we're 1 day, 2 days ahead of our planned release date. So this is all really brand new right now. It's been all of our weekends and all of our nights for a long time, and probably will be for a bit in the future.
So we will be talking about our first sex event in our next podcast episode. So if you want to hear about the story of how we got to that event and what preparation went into it, mm-hmm. go ahead and check it out. It's going to be super exciting.
Yeah. And that's, so the podcast, a lot of it, I think, you know, we've created all of these adventures, all of these quests and all these things. And some of these things are things that we've done, mm-hmm. but a lot of these are things that we have never done before. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I think our hope is that as we play the game and as we do things we've never done, we can share those experiences with you guys on the podcast and also share experiences of some of the things that we've done long since, mm-hmm. like our first event.
All right. So that was a quick jaunt through getting to know us just a little bit. And of course, as we go through the podcast episodes, you'll get a better chance to do that.
They got to know King Quest better than they got to know us this time.
That's right.
And we didn't really talk about any sexy things. Don't worry, they're coming, I promise.
Plenty of sexy things.
You can find the site at www.kinkquest.org. Maybe we'll tell a story at some point about why it's .org. So you can find us there, and we are building out our social media now. So in short order, we will have a Patreon set up, and we can give you the information for that. And I don't know.
The Twitters.
Yeah, probably Twitter, maybe Instagram.
Instagram, sexy things there.
Yeah, I don't know. Keep listening to upcoming episodes, and as we build out that social media stuff, we'll let you know where to find more of us. All right, are we good? Is that it?
I think so. So, achievement unlocked.
Unlocked, our first episode.
Our first podcast episode.
All right.
See ya on the next level.
Ooh, I like that.